Welcome, my friends, to a new interview from Cuéntame USA with Moncho Camano. And I'm back. This is my first interview after about a month or more. I don't remember. So today we are speaking with a French duo from Montpellier. I think that's how I say it. Montpellier. And they are driven by many influences. Dark, cold wave, goth, post-punk, a lot of different genres. And they are very creative, let's say. And they're called, let me say, De Nuit. I think that's what they call it. De Nuit. Very artistic. I think it's like by night or de noche. We could... I think
by night
is close enough. So we have both members here. We got Liz, and then I don't know. It may be wrong. Musumetsi, maybe Arani or Nay. I don't know. She's gonna tell me.
If you don't say my real name,
I don't know your real name anymore. Okay.
I use my pseudonym, which is Liz Araignée.
Araignée, okay.
Araignée.
Araignée.
It's a spider.
It's a red spider lily. It's a flower, no?
Yeah, it's a flower, yeah.
It's a flower. Okay, forget about the what I said before. Liz Araignée. And then we have Evie. I'm not going to say his real name because he's going to get angry.
okay.
Evie Top, I guess. Yeah. Evie Top. Yeah, Evie Top. So we got both of them. I don't know if they're in Montpellier today, this morning.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, we live in Assas. It's a little village near to Montpellier.
Oh, okay. Are you originally from Toulouse or no? Or this is some...
No.
We used to live, I think, 12 or 13 years.
Okay. All right. So
we
they
started there.
Oh, just started there. So they live in Montpellier. It's a very nice city that I know by the southern France, Mediterranean Sea. Really nice, quite big city with a nice cathedral, I think, or something. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of clubs and stuff. Yeah. So how did you guys meet? Tell me about it. How did you started joining forces? Go ahead.
How do we meet?
Yeah.
Actually, we met because we had some friends in common.
Okay.
And Liz at the time was organizing concerts.
Okay.
So we met a lot of other musicians. So I did a video clip for a band.
Okay.
Which Liz did organize for them in a little venue in Toulouse.
Yeah, there was my friend. It's Slift. Maybe you know them.
Yeah. Okay, I heard them.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we had some friends in common.
Hmm.
And Liz at the time had other projects, which she sang too.
Oh, okay.
So I just started working on some electronic sounds at the time.
Okay.
And I really wanted to poetic and a nice voice, you know, particular voice for the project.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So we just started doing a jam, like a jam sessions.
Right.
And I think we jammed for 7 hours straight.
Wow.
Like all day.
Hmm.
And the next day, I think we jammed again. And I think by the end of this, we had like 3 or 4 songs.
Okay.
That we made.
Hmm.
So... We thought there's something there to explore, you know.
So you were the perfect match, you found out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's like a coincidence. Yeah, it happened.
Yeah.
So you, so like you said, you both come from different backgrounds. Ivy, were you always doing synth music? Were you always
I was more into techno.
Oh, techno music, okay.
Yeah, techno music, like techno minimal, you know, like Berlin techno, and a little bit of Detroit also, Detroit, Chicago techno.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. So really cold and, you know, like machine-driven.
Right, machine-driven.
Techno. I always was attracted by the poetry, you know, and even in electronic cold sounds, you can find poetry.
Of course. So Les, I read somewhere that you were a fan of Susie and the Banshees. Is that right? Susie Sue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
she was one of the many influences for you. Also, I read The Cramps. I'm not sure about The Cramps.
Yeah, it's my favorite band.
Your favorite band? You took it from me. What is going on?
Sorry.
The Cramps. The Cramps. The Cramps. The Cramps. What is this?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You got one. Now you want to look much better than I. Okay, all right. I got more stuff, but I have to look for that. No, I don't have the time. That was not fun. Susie Sue. That was one of my favorites when I was younger, many years ago. My favorite band during the 70s, 78, when they started coming out.
Yeah, they are so creative. You know,
yeah.
The singer of his voice, I think it's him who inspired me to create something special with my voice too, and try to make something unique.
Your band is unique for me also. I got so many questions, but let's say just the last single they put out is Your Pain, called Your Pain. It's a really great song, and I think it's something to honor your father, right? Ivy,
yeah,
who passed away.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool song. All your videos are very special when I look at them. It's not like you spend so much money that you to make a video. It's like with a sword and a piece of like a sheet of aluminum paper, you could do everything. You don't need much. And less body movement and dancing, that's all it takes. It's a cool video, you know, cool videos that you do, and all you need is imagination just to do them. It's not, you don't need all these gadgets and stuff. You could do it with the ocean waves or in the beach and this and that. It always catches my attention. So every time I see one of your videos, even Your Pain, it's not like so busy. It's not a busy thing that you gotta pay attention to everything. It's something, it's not simple, but at the same time, I guess it is. I don't know how to explain it. So
thank you.
Yeah, so
we do all the videos ourselves,
right? Auto produce, right?
Yeah, we film. I film and Liz films. We switch, and we do all the editing and everything ourselves.
Right. I was going to ask Liz, do you go to, I guess, music school or vocal coaches, dancing? I guess you had to go to all those different school training and stuff, right? You had to go to art school, no?
No, but I have a teacher.
Okay.
Which is called Amandine, and she's very nice. But I never been to a school for that.
Really?
But I do yoga every day.
Wow, that's amazing. I thought you had to go to some music school, film school, all that is, I don't know if it went, but.
No.
You didn't go to any, so how do you, man, this is crazy.
We just spent a lot of time doing and researching stuff and.
That's,
and
right.
And Actually, we spend all the time we have every day doing video or music or photos. Or, you know.
But so you don't have any technical training? No, everything just is auto learn. You learn by yourselves, just by looking at it. Wow! I wish I was like that. Oh. Well, that's fine. You caught me by surprise. I was thinking, oh man, these people had a lot of training. I was going to ask you, so you started, you came together in 2000, which year? 2017? Is that what year was when you guys met or you started working?
2017? Yeah, I think it's 2017, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got a question regarding your discography, because I did some research, but there I found a couple albums supposed to be yours, but I'm not sure anymore. I think so, but they're not available in the regular, in the Spotify or any of those music places, Amazon or I don't know. Amazon Music, there is nothing even in your website about these two. So I don't know. I'm going to ask you, did you record it Equinox Lines?
Yeah.
In 2018?
Mm-hmm.
Is that album available somewhere? I have a question.
I don't think it's more.
It's not available.
It was not an album. It was more like
a demo.
Eight songs that you had, right?
Yeah.
So it's a demo. So it's not available. Is that the first album you? I mean, the first work that you put together that you published?
No, we had also before that, because at the time, the very beginning of our project.
Yeah.
We used to do just improvisations.
Okay.
No, we didn't have fixed songs.
Mm-hmm.
So each live show was improvised on the spot.
Okay.
So we just went to a venue and started doing music, and every night we had a new set, new live.
Okay.
That was our concept at the time.
I understand.
We produce a lot of music.
So also,
there's some demos that remain, sometimes some videos somewhere, but not really albums or, you know.
Yeah, our first real album is Black Sun
2021. Yeah. So the other album I was going to ask you about, The War of Steel, that's the same thing. The War of Steel, 2010. Okay. Yeah, I found them, but I couldn't listen to any of the songs. So I was like a little confused. And like, I know the title, but I don't know any songs from those periods. Were you thinking of maybe going back to those two or whatever, all those recordings and making new recordings out of them? Or no, you that's in the past and you don't want to do anything?
I don't think so, because we are already working on the next one. You know, we do this all the time, so we produce a lot of stuff, and then we select and we prefer moving forward than going back. You know,
that's a good thing. Sometimes it's painful going back. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe move ahead. So your let's say the Black Sun in 2021 was the first album, official album, right?
Yeah.
Mirror is my favorite song of that album.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
We have the same
taste. the crabs is just in the band. Too bad I cannot sing or do anything regarding music. I was going to ask you. So in 2021, the Black Swan came out, and, but that's during the still during the pandemic, 2021. What was your overall feeling during that period for you guys? Were you positive that it was going to be over soon, or you were like really down at that time?
I think we were sad because at that time we can't make live.
Right.
And it's very important to us to share our music with our fans.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very creative time.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, we actually did 10 videos for the album.
Uh-huh.
During the pandemic. So actually, it didn't change a lot for us during the pandemic because we are still making music and still making videos. The only thing that changed was we couldn't do live shows.
Right.
And we had a lot of live shows that were canceled, like every other artist.
Right.
But actually, we thought to ourselves, if we just focus on the art, this will pass, and that's exactly what happened, you know.
Right.
But things move differently. If you are focused and you do something, then just think the world is going to shit and what can we do, and you know,
right.
Because actually we couldn't do anything.
Right. This, but what can you do? Just do whatever you enjoy doing. Keep doing it.
But it was cool. It was cool filming nature.
Yeah, it was peaceful because there were no one around, you know?
Right. You don't have to deal with crazy people for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, we used to go to really popular spots.
Right.
Actually, normally there's a ton of people there. And there were nobody
there.
Just us.
Just the two of us lost.
It was nice.
It's like
because we had a special permit, you know, because here in France.
Of course,
we were limited. You couldn't go far, you know.
Yeah, same as Spain,
Our production studio did a paper. Official paper that give us permission to go everywhere. And
right. Yeah, it's definitely in the United States. I was able to move around, but, you know, you still have to wear the mask, all that stuff. But, you know, it wasn't that as bad as in Europe. I was going to ask you, do you write every day? Who writes the songs? Between the two of you, are the one you put together? Who's in charge of writing the song and the lyrics? Do you guys fight? Between the two, like this sentence, this phrase, I don't like. Change it to something else. You guys don't talk about that stuff. Who's writing? Who's doing the writing? Liz or Ibi or both?
Liz.
Yeah, it's me. But I ask Ibi because I'm not very good in English,
okay.
As you can see.
Yeah, close like mine. No, I'm just, I pretend I know how to speak, but I forget it. I'm like Liz, same thing.
Yeah, so I need someone to check.
Okay.
Lyrics are okay.
She said, okay, but Liz, you had breakfast this morning because this makes no sense. Is that what he tells you sometimes? Like, you. not like that in a different way, different manner. But you guys, it seems to me like you guys always taking notes, like ideas, putting down ideas. Oh, we're gonna do this in our next album, and you write it down. Or maybe on stage you're gonna do this other thing and you write it down before you forget. I don't know, it seems like you always working on anything regarding music and lyrics, like always doing, writing down or recording with a phone or something. I don't know.
I take notes and I wrote poems.
Okay.
And I think a lot of my lyrics are inspired by my poetry.
Okay.
So that's coming from there. And you?
And actually, I don't really record stuff or
no,
you know, I don't really take notes, but I think I absorb a lot of stuff all the time. I absorb a lot, actually. And when we start working on music, everything just comes out, and it's like, you know, I don't really want to think about it.
Okay.
It just works naturally, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
But we prefer emotion, you know, in music.
I was gonna ask you, because many people, especially even some of my friends, they think goth music or dark wave or cold wave music, it's like they think their artists are like, they always have like a negative view of life, like they're always negative. I don't know, if I don't think it's true. I think that you guys enjoy life like everybody else, right? You don't stay in the house where it gets when the daylight shows. You just stay in and wait for the dark to come, so you come out. I don't know. It's funny for me. You just enjoy doing goth music or dark wave music, whatever. It's just you enjoy creating that type of music, and you probably, I don't know, I prefer go in your closet. I don't know, maybe I can find a lot of black clothing or not, if that's something you like or you don't like. I don't know, but what do you think? Why do you think people see you guys as very, you do dark, you know, but you're positive, you're an optimist also, right?
Yeah, we are very positive.
Yeah,
but I think we find beauty in darkness and inspiration also.
Yeah, and also we think it's important to talk also about negative emotions, and you know, because like everyone else, we experience negative stuff. But we don't live only in the negative stuff. Actually, like you see, we smile all the time. It's not like we are sad and, you know. We love life. And because we talk about dark stuff and we do dark music, I think we enjoy more the beauty and the lightness of life, you know.
Right. It's the same thing for me. It's not like somebody shows up and wants to tell you a joke and you run away.
Actually, I think it's sad because a lot of cliches and, you know, about dark music and people that do dark music and people that listen to dark music. There's a lot of, you know, in the goth scene, you know.
Right.
I think it's not really true. A lot of people that are in this scene are fun, you know.
Of course, it's life. Sometimes you're sad, sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're both at the same time, sad and happy. Is your belief that dark wave or goth music or cold wave general will always live in the musical spectrum, or do you think it might fade away with time?
No,
I don't think it will fade.
It will stay.
Even if you see Susie and the Banshees,
she's still touring. Susie,
yeah, she's back on.
Yeah, she's back. You know, a lot of people are back, actually.
Yeah, and there is a lot of new bands.
Yeah.
So new generation. So I think it will continue.
Okay. Yeah. That's a positive outlook. You see.
Positive outlook on the dark scene.
I was going to ask you regarding your lyrics. Do you think, Les, that all these lyrics, all the things you write, could be used in a different type of music genre? Maybe metal music with same lyrics? Or it has to be done in the style you do it?
Yeah, maybe. I think, because before that, I I was making more blues rock.
Oh, okay.
And psych rock. And I was writing the same style. So.
Ah, okay. So there is no, that's obvious then. That's a good thing. That's what I was thinking, you know. It could be used in a different genre, music genre also. Not like reggaeton. That would make no sense. That makes no sense.
Exactly what I was thinking.
That would be crazy. That she wouldn't
but
do.
But why not? Not reggaeton.
Reggaeton. I don't know about that. I wouldn't listen to that. Sorry, Liz. I would just. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't listen to your songs in the reggaeton style. No, I'm sorry. Talking about that, is it hard to stay truthful to your beliefs in the music industry? Or sometimes it's very hard to be truthful.
For us personally, yeah. It's not really complicated because we, with every professional relation we have, like our studio and our manager and everyone that is involved in the project. We keep total creative freedom every time because it's really important for us actually to stay true to our music and on art, you know. But I think it all depends on the contracts you sign and the relations you build with professional and team and, you know, all these people.
Makes sense.
But if you are clear to the beginning, it's I think you can still have it's like Billie Eilish, you know.
Billie Eilish, yeah.
She's huge, but she has a lot of freedom in the clips she makes herself and everything she drives.
Right, that's a good.
So even in the really known popular artists, you can still have.
Yes, freedom to create.
True to
yeah, it's true. So
and
I
actually, if you think I'm gonna do a song just for the commercial aspect of it and everyone will like it, it's always a fail. You know, if you do something you really love, that nobody will like. Actually, a lot of people like it because. I think if you stay true to yourself and you tell your truth, you can see that everyone can relate to it, you know.
Yeah, just a lot. Sometimes people don't like surprises, so when they listen to your album or any other artist's albums, and from one to the next, if there is a big change, they're caught by surprise, and they think, oh man, I like the other album, but this album is weird. I don't understand what happened, you know. So after you listen to it, or maybe you go back, then you enjoy it and think, wow, is this a good album? Now you gotta get used to it, to the new sounds or the new way, and that's how it is. You keep evolving. So
it's a really good point because we talk a lot about this stuff because Black Sun is like pure dark wave,
right?
You know, in the song. Inferno is more like our second album is more like post-punk electronic, this kind of stuff, and the album that we are making now it's another thing, you know. So the style has evolved over time.
Yeah.
And we try to stay conscious about it.
Right. So
But actually we just have to tell our artistic vision this way, you know.
Right.
It's not like we choose this time we are gonna do post punk and it's like it happens, you know?
Right. It's like your intention is always to keep changing, but not on purpose.
Just telling our stories, but every time we change also.
Every time you wake up in the morning, you may find, you know, things that you didn't find the day before. You find new people, you find new things, and you keep inputting data into your mind. The more you put in, the more things you're gonna create, I think. I don't know.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so your intention is always to keep changing. So I guess it's for you, you don't really like competing with other bands or musicians, you don't care about that, right? Yeah. You don't.
We prefer collaborating.
Yeah.
It's just you want to create and sharpen your musicianship, I guess. Be more skillful every day and get better.
Yeah.
Right. It's your work. You don't care about the other guys. Like you said, collaboration, if they're good and you like it, you collaborate with them, or they collaborate with you, but that's about it.
I think competition in arts, it's not a good thing.
It's not healthy. Yeah.
It's not healthy. It's not like a business. It's art. At the end of the day, it's art. So if we compete, it's not going to push everyone forward. It's just going to create a really bad environment.
Right. So Liz, where does all your energy come from, you think? It's like a supernatural entity, or it's just the human side of you, you know? It's just the human connection. Or is there a spiritual, if you believe in spirits? Where does...
Yeah, I think it's my witchy self, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm possessed with a demon.
Must be a good one. Send it to me in a package. Maybe I can get some of that.
Yeah, a cute one.
Yeah. So it comes from you, from the inside or from the outside, from everything you see around you?
I think it comes from the inside, because when I'm on stage, I think I'm... my true self. It's okay. It's like I'm my soul, you know.
Okay.
And I offer my soul to the public, to the people who are here.
It's not a sacrifice. No.
Sometimes
it is.
No, but I don't know how to explain that. It's more like it's the only place where I can be myself.
Well, you feel free from everything else.
Yeah.
Tell me about your body movements, because if I do them, I will probably go to the hospital in 2 seconds. But do you do a lot of practice? Like before going on stage, you stretch your vocals also. Do you prepare before going on stage? Because it's not easy what you do.
Yeah. Like I said before, I do yoga
every
day. So I think I'm used to make this type of my body. And but before the show, of course, I stretch.
Okay.
Because you need
right
to do that. And
and you do vocal exercises also?
Yeah. Yeah. Also. Yeah.
Hmm.
I think I do like 1 hour prep.
Okay. Makes sense. It's impossible not to do it. How are you going to do it? Also, I found out you guys are vegan. I think you maybe changed and now you're eating a lot of meat and steak. I don't know.
So, I am vegan and is a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't want to say anything else because for me, I try and I can. I don't know. But I'm happy that you are. Let's say that. Do you have any pets in the house?
No.
Nothing.
We used to have cats. But we move a lot. You know, we are not a lot of time.
To take care of them. Right.
Yeah. So.
Makes sense. You're already finished with your new album that's coming to come out in October called Ritual.
Actually,
right?
Look.
Ritual. I saw that photo before.
Yeah, this is the limited edition CD we are doing.
Okay, I see.
And the
Zombies, Zombies coming soon, I think. One of those songs, right?
Actually, it's coming Friday. I don't know when this comes out, but it's...
July 14th.
Yeah, July 14th.
Yeah.
It's a new single called Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
You clip also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm following you on Instagram and some different... So I'm happy that you're putting up, but it's already finished, the album, right? The album, you're done with it. There is nothing you could do now. It's too late to make changes, right?
It comes out the 20th October.
The 20th. I wasn't sure if it was the 28th or the 20th. So it's the 20th.
No, it's the
20th.
Yeah. 20th of October.
But actually, we are... putting out one single per month,
right?
Until October.
Mm-hmm.
And every song will have its own video clip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Music clip.
Right. They had a lot of videos. When you go to YouTube, they got so many videos from Inferno. Also, there's so many. Nemesis.
Nemesis.
I love that song too. It's very raw.
Thank you.
There are a lot of songs that I like, some more than others. Then I'm not gonna say every song is 100% perfect. I wish, but I like all of them. Like you said, Inferno, it has more sound layers, more drums, I think, than the previous, the Black Sun, right? It's even your Liz's voice is more, I don't know if aggressive is the right name, but it's like more range to the way she sings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of anger in the Inferno. Right.
Yeah, more. It's a great album. I don't like bullshitting, but and let me tell you, I like more Inferno than Black Sun. It's me. Some people will like Black Sun more than Inferno. Some people say, yeah, they're both about the same for me. Okay. But I love both, but Inferno I like more. And Ritual, I heard the singles, and they're cool. So I'm expecting a great album.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
Ritual is our favorite.
Which one? Which one you said? I missed it.
Ritual.
Oh, Ritual is the best. It's got to be, yeah. It's a new face, a new chapter for you, so it's got to be good.
Yeah.
It's got to be the best. And Liz did all the writing, so it's still good.
Yeah.
As long as Evie doesn't do anything in there, everything is okay. Just play the synths, do the music, and stay aside. Yeah. But you also guys do DJ sets.
We do both.
You also do DJ sets because I see you do DJ.
Yeah.
I saw that. You enjoy really that you do with that stuff.
We express our more violent side with the DJ sets.
I think, aren't you doing doing a DJ set July 20th? I think, I don't know. Is it right?
Yeah.
In Toulon.
Toulon?
Yeah.
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 I'm not going to be there, but I know. And you're going to be touring in the summer, in October. You got a bunch of dates that I saw also, right?
Yeah, we start
in Lyon?
End of August. We start in Portugal.
Oh, yeah. Is that the first time you go to Portugal or you were there before?
Yeah, it's for the Extramuros Festival.
In Leiria, I think they call it Leiria. Leiria in Portugal. Leiria, Stereo. Yeah.
And then we have a tour coming for the presentation of the new album.
Right. Hmm.
Starting from September, I think.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, we're going to tour from September till December.
Oh, December. So you got dates in October, November, I see.
We're going to put out the tour poster soon with all the dates and,
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm expecting good things from you guys. You don't fail me, okay? Keep going. I have another question. Is your intention to always be doing goth music, post-punk music, Coldwave music, always do that genre, or you may challenge yourselves and try to do something different? Oh, you're not sure yet?
No, but I think
we didn't really stop and say we're gonna do this kind of music, you know. It just happened. Okay. And people started saying it's goth or it's, you know,
right.
Because like you said in the beginning, we come from really different musical backgrounds. What we do together, it's like a mix of all these influences, and you know. So I don't think we are just gonna do one style all our lives, or
okay,
we love to do music and express ourselves. So if the style it's dark gothic, it's cool. If it's something else, it's cool also, you know.
Right.
We don't really
like you told me before, it's not like you're making plans.
But I think it's dark.
Yeah.
It will always be dark because it's
our expression is dark.
So right. Yeah.
But it can be a lot of style. It's dark shape. And some of tracks in Ritual are dark pop.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember any particular concert in which everything had gone wrong?
Yeah.
Many?
Yeah,
many? Many. You could write a book about that.
Yeah. But you know, live, it's like a beast. Every time it's changing. There are a lot of variables and things that can go wrong.
So, right.
Yeah.
Is it especially about the venues themselves, like the sound quality, or I don't know, maybe the audience is not very in tune?
It can be both. Sometimes, actually, audience, it depends, because even if, for example, we did a show where everyone was like, you know, the gut. No emotion, no nothing.
So you don't know if they really enjoying the show. You're not sure.
And actually, it's really hard to tell if they really enjoy the live or not. So we, at the end of the show, we were saying, did they really like it or no? So we went to the merch stand.
Right.
And the people started coming, you know, with their no emotion, no nothing.
Right.
And he started buying CDs and vinyls and stuff. And I had to ask, you know, did you really like the show?
Yeah.
Yes, really. I did really enjoy it. With no emotions. So I said, yeah, maybe it's just, you know.
I think when you go to, if you ever go to South America, I guess, or even Portugal, the audience will be more respectful, more happy to, I think, I'm not sure.
But you know, it's important for us because we it's like a communication. We give all our energy and all ourselves live. So we need also people to react to it.
Of course.
It's important for us to because if nobody is dancing or nobody is, even if they enjoy it, we don't know how to put out everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like standing and not showing emotions, to tell you the truth. I like moving around. It's like you're talking like going to a Cramps. Well, no, they're not around, but Cramps concert and people standing. It's impossible. You gotta move and jump.
Yeah, you get to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had a question. Let's put it, give it to you now before I forget. Okay. I give these questions to most of all the artists, especially metal and goth and all that. So I'm going to ask you the same question to you, more or less, if I change maybe one or two, I don't know, artists, but I'm going to mention four pop artists, and you're going to tell me in order of your preference, from one being the one you like the most, and four for the least likable, because they're probably not bad, they're just, you don't like them as much. So I'm going to name four artists, and you're going to tell me from one to four, okay? All right. Okay. And I'm not going to, they're not goth artists or post-punk artists, because that makes no sense for me. What am I going to say? I could name other artists, but nah, let's go. Taylor Swift. You know who she is. So Taylor Swift. Okay. Number two is Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey. Number three is Pink. And number four is Rihanna. Rihanna? Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm not going to name other artists. I could name, I don't know, Soul, like Jesus or PJ Harvey or Japanese Breakfast, any of those, but no, they got to be, you know. You got Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, Pink, and Rihanna. Okay. So let's start with Liz, because Pink, maybe it's her hair right now, a little pink. So I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah.
Who's number one?
The Queen.
Lana Rihanna. Del Rey?
No, Rihanna.
Ah, Rihanna. So Rihanna is number one for you?
Yeah, number one.
Let me write this down so I remember all these mistakes they make. Okay.
Are you writing it down?
Of course. I'm writing every artist to compare. You know, I compare with other artists what they think and what they like. You know.
Would you? And number two, yeah. Pink?
Number two is Pink. Number two, Pink, Liz, Pink. Okay, all right.
Number three, Lana Del Rey.
Number three, Lana Del Rey. Oh, that's a big difference. Okay. Number three, Lana Del Rey. And I guess last one is Taylor Swift. There is no more. Taylor Swift. Why are you doing wrong? That nobody likes you as much. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
not sure about that.
I think I don't like any of them.
You don't like any of them? You're lying to me then. You're supposed to say number four, all of them. Okay, let me write it down. These answers are not that good. I'm going to say they're not reliable. Liz's answers. Okay.
It's like a preference, you know.
Oh, yeah, everyone has preference. Okay, if you had to go and maybe to a dinner, have dinner with them, maybe you choose Rihanna first. That's about it.
Yeah, because okay. It's Rihanna.
Okay, all right. She looks cool, so. All right.
Actually, we saw the performance she did in Super Bowl.
You know? Oh, the Super Bowl, yeah.
Cables and...
That's cool.
That was impressive, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. So Evie, so Rihanna is number one for you then? No.
Yeah. I think it's the same. I'm going to give you the same list.
Okay. You're going to say the same thing. Yeah. They're a duo, so they want to be together forever, I guess, in everything. Even this, they want to be think the same way. Okay.
We share a lot of same preference and, you know, that's music.
That's why you got a good connection, the two of you. They're like, yeah. All right. So that was cool. Let me say something before I forget. I want you to go to their website, to Bandcamp. They subscribe to the newsletter. They got a newsletter too. You could subscribe to them. You could do many things. You could give a donation. What is this coffee? Is this an coffee? COFI.
Yeah, it's our official shop for now. It's coffee. Mm. We sell on Bandcamp and also coffee. But coffee, it's cool because for us, they don't take any cut. If you buy something for a month in coffee, we get everything you pay. So if you want to support us,
anyways,
it's the best place.
the best place to do that. It's like a direct support page.
Yeah, it's a completely direct support. For this album, Ritual, that will come out the 20th of October, we are doing ourselves, you know?
There's a pre-order. You could pre-order your album, right? Ritual already or not
yet? You can pre-order.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
A t-shirt? What did you say?
Yeah, on your t-shirt, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You pre-order them on our Ko-fi page.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And we are doing everything ourselves this time.
They're good. I don't know how they do it. They don't have any training. They do everything by themselves. They don't need help. No, they probably need help during the recording, right?
Yeah.
You need some people to help you out with that. You cannot do the pressing. The ritual, will it be in vinyl, cassette, or digital? Yet. What do you think?
For the moment, it's going to be when it comes out only on CD.
CD, okay.
And it's going to be 100 copies, limited edition.
Okay.
And then after, we're going to see maybe vinyl or cassette or...
Yeah, because we create our own label, and we want our album to come out on our label.
Yeah.
That's cool. So which color is it, this album? Is it red? Is it black? Is it purple? What is it? Is purple? You guys like colors. They're not they're not just black. They love red. No.
Red
yeah,
red tones, but
with some orange and
Let
me say, Liz's voice is very theatrical. I love it. It's haunting. It's
thank you.
It's very different. I don't know. It's across. I don't want to name artists, but. Why shouldn't? Why not? There's like a little connection I find somewhere, but it's me. It's nothing else. You know Klaus Nomi? Klaus Nomi?
Yeah.
From the I see that. I see Lena Lovitch.
Lena
Lovitch. That's old stuff, but you know, it's so much in the way you sing, that is so many layers of different things that makes me remember of those times, because I was young before, you know. It was a time when I was young, you know.
Still young.
Inside, I feel young, but outside is like, forget it, I'm falling apart. But, you know, I like every kind of music, you know. So, goth, post-punk, punk, anything. Anything that is creative and imaginative is good music for me, you know? Like, you moving your ass and showing your things is not funny. I don't like. Only dancing, but when you say it, it makes no sense to me, you know? So I like deep thinking. And I think Liz does all that. She loves poetry. She writes poetry. So the way she writes makes you think. You may interpret her song in a different way, which is good. You don't know what she thinks when she writes, but as long as you enjoy listening and making it your own song, it's good, right? So that's what she wants to do. Keep writing, and I want them all the, you know, give them all the best for this year, you know. The album is going to be great. They're good people. They're not dark, negative people. You can talk to them and they laugh, you know? It's not like they're going to go behind you with a knife and kill you at night. No, they don't think about that stuff, you know?
Maybe.
Well, I don't know. Now I'm thinking.
Never know.
I don't know what they do in their apartment or in their house. That I have no idea. They may have dead bodies in the basement. I have no idea. Who knows? Who knows? Nobody knows. No, they're good people. So they're gonna be touring, and it's too bad that I probably won't be able to see them live, but that would be a cool thing to see them. I enjoy their videos.
Maybe starting from next year, we're gonna tour in United States.
Really?
Yeah, we
really want to do that.
Yeah, we have a lot of interest and people asking us to come play.
Oh, that's cool.
In the States, so we are gonna try to organize a tour.
Oh, that would be great. So call me. Okay.
Yeah.
Call me. I'll pick up your luggage and your synths, and I'll show you around.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know.
Like, so you're in New York.
I'm about 20 minutes from Manhattan. So like I told somebody else, we'll rent some bicycles and ride bicycles around the city. Cool. Les will be first and I'll be last, just checking everything out. And you drive around. You're right. So let me just, you know, we could be talking forever, but I really enjoy talking to them. To Les Aranie. Forget about what I said before, which made me look really bad. So, and Evie Top, they're cool guys. They make great music. What else can I say about them? They got good albums, the two of them, and the other that I haven't listened to yet. I don't know where they are hidden. Probably in a safe somewhere in the house. Nobody can touch them. So I don't know if they're any good. They may be real horrible. So that's why they don't want to show it. I don't know. But those two albums are great. Inferno is a Black Sun, and the new album Ritual is coming out soon. Keep watching. They're making great videos and very good videos that you can go to YouTube. I don't know any other places that you can watch those videos, but their website, their itself, they have the videos there. So I just want to wish them the best for this year and the years to come. And they keep doing it. They're still young, so they probably could make at least, I don't know, 20 albums. It's easy. The way they work, every year they got an album coming out. So they always doing music. They don't stop. They probably don't eat. They don't have time to eat. They got to do other stuff. No, it's probably now time for them to eat some lunch. But
they're actually gonna eat now.
Yeah, and they're gonna eat a big steak.
Vegan steak.
Vegan steak. Impossible meat. Yeah. So I wish them the best. And thank you for being so nice to me, which I don't deserve. So
thank you, man.
I thank you. It was nice talking to you also. And we'll see you again next week. And like I always say, it's not going to be anything better than this. So this is the best I can do. You know, making interviews. So it's not going to be better than this. It's up to you if you want to watch the next one, but this is it. There's nothing better that we can do. Thank you very much. See you next week.